Kuntres Chanukah Tavshanun Beis. It's explained in Chassidus, the lofty level of the Neres Chanukah, the Chanukah lights, that is connected with the Mesiras Nefesh of the Maccabees, the Chashmonaim, and through this they succeeded to impact and light up the Rishus HaRabim, the public domain. We see this in the midst of Chanukah candles, which are intended, one of the purposes, the main purpose of the Chanukah candles is Pesumi Nisa, to publicize the miracle specifically in the public domain, which is why originally the mitzvah was to put it outside the door. But why is this only by Chanukah and not by Purim? The miracle of Purim also was brought about through Mesiras Nefesh, and furthermore, Chanukah came about through the Mesiras Nefesh of only a small number of Jews, Matasyahu and his children, the Chashmonaim. But by Purim, the entire Jewish people had Mesiras Nefesh, so why don't the mitzvahs of Purim impact the public domain like Chanukah? It should be even stronger. So in order to explain this, the Rebbe first explains the three levels stated in Chassidus, the three levels a person can reach: Tzaddik, Yosher, and Chosid. And each one is on a higher level than the previous one. A tzaddik, you know, we say tzaddik, but tzaddik is righteous, but there are higher levels than that. A tzaddik has the power to overrule HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As our sages say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees and the tzaddik nullifies the decree. And they say that the tzaddik decrees and the Holy One fulfills it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills it. Yet, the level of Chassidim is even higher. As Tehillim says in Ashrei, as it says, the translation of it says, all your handiwork will thank you and your Chassidim will bless you. Which means that the blessing of Chassidim draws down from a level which your handiwork will thank you cannot reach. So the Rebbe explains this in the Maamar, that the level of Chassidim is the level of serving Hashem with bittul, with self-nullification, which is from the aspect of etzim, the essence, a level higher than one's own existence. In the words of Chazal, who is a chassid? One who performs chesed with his owner, with Hashem. So the Rebbe explains, what does this mean? According to the Rebbe now, among the reasons that one whose divine service is not for himself, but rather for the sake of above, is called by the name chassid, from the word chesed, giving, is that since his avoda is with the ultimate self-nullification, the ultimate bittul, above his own existence, it follows that what he draws down through this avoda is from the level of pnimius atik, which is in chesed, it's one of the highest levels. Correspondingly, that's what the Rebbe says. Correspondingly, this level is also reached through the teachings of Chassidus. And the Rebbe, quoting the Rebbe again, the teachings of Chassidus are the aspect of Pnimius Atik. Thus, through the study of the teachings of Chassidus and following the ways of Chassidus, the natural powers of the soul of the one who is involved in Chassidus become godly powers. Because via what comes down and is revealed from Pnimius Atik, he feels, at least in a concealed way, that the true existence, the true divine existence, is his existence. So this revelation, which is higher than the limitations of the world and the limitations of his own mitzias, therefore transcend the boundaries of the world and is found in every place equally. This is the concept of the lights of Chanukah illuminating the Rishus HaRab in the public domain, because they draw down from Pnimius Atik, which is present in all places, and therefore can light up also the darkness in the Rishus HaRab. And from this we can understand, the Rebbe is going to explain to us why our question, the Rebbe's question, why the Mesiras Nefesh of Purim did not reach the Rishus HaRabim, the public domain, but on Chanukah it did. As we asked, that Purim should had even more. Everyone had Mesiras Nefesh, not just the Kohanim, the Chashmonaim. And the Rebbe's answer is as follows, quoting the Rebbe. Because the Mesiras Nefesh of Matasyahu and his sons was, what was the Mesiras Nefesh? It was that despite that they were weak and few, nevertheless, they battled against the mighty and the numerous. The fact that they performed actions in the natural way, a war, in order to defeat the Greeks, even though according to the natural order there was no chance for the weak and the few to defeat the mighty and the numerous, is because it was taken for granted by them that even nature of this lowly world where klipas are powerful is elokus. This deeply ingrained premise derives from the feeling that his divine true existence is the existence of all entities, and because of this, they drew down from the level of Pnimius Atik. So that explains that they had Mesiras Nefesh, but they had Mesiras Nefesh on a level where they didn't give any reality to the world. What is the lesson for us here? To serve Hashem is Chassidim, not for our own benefit, whether that could be a material benefit or spiritual benefit, including the pleasure of slaking one's thirst for godliness, says in Tanya, but rather in a state of bittul, self-nullification, to do what is needed of us, in a way where we realize that all of existence is inherently elikus, and therefore we can accomplish our mission even in the Rishus HaRabim, even in the public domain, because it does not really have any separate existence from elikus. Like the lights of Hanukkah, we can even reveal elikus in the public domain, the Rishus HaRabim, that seemingly has an independent existence, because in fact it does not. This itself is the state of Losi Lavi, the time to come, which is the true and complete Geula. So that's the avoida now, to live it now and reveal it now.